Appendix 164, from the Companion Bible, The Others Crucified with the Lord, Matt 27, 38 and Luke 23, 32, by E. W. Bullinger. Misled by tradition and the ignorance of scripture on the part of medieval painters, it is the general belief that only two were crucified with the Lord. But scripture does not say so. It states that there were two thieves, Gr. Lestai equals robbers, Matt 27, 38, Mark 15, 27, and that there were two malefactors, Gr. Kakaugwa, Luke 23, 32. It is also recorded that both the robbers reviled him, Matt 27, 44, Mark 15, 32, while in Luke 23.39 only one of the malefactors railed on him, and the other rebuked him for so doing, v. 40. If there were only two, this is a real discrepancy. And there is another, for the two malefactors were led with him to be put to death, Luke 23.32, and when they were come to Calvary, they then and there crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left, v.33. But the other discrepancy is, according to Matthew, that after the parting of the garments, and after sitting down they watched him there, that then were there two robbers crucified with him, one on the right hand and the other on the left, Matt 27, 38, Mark 15, 27. The two malefactors had already been led with him and were therefore crucified with him, before the dividing of the garments, and before the two robbers were brought. The first two malefactors who were led with him were placed one on either side. When the other two robbers were brought, much later, they were also similarly placed, so that there were two, one of each on either side, and the Lord in the midst. The malefactors were therefore the nearer, and being on the inside they could speak to each other better, and the one with the Lord, as recorded Luke 23:39-43. John's record confirms this, for he speaks only of place, and not of time. He speaks, generally, of the fact, where they crucified him and with him others, two on this side, and that side, and Jesus in the midst, John 19, 9. In Rev. 22, 2 we have the same expression in the Greek, ntuthen kain luthen, which is accurately rendered, on either side. So it should be rendered here, and with him others, on either side. But John further states, 19:32, 33, then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first, and of the other which was crucified with him. But when they came, Gr. equals having come, to Jesus, and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. Had there been only two, one on either side, the soldiers would not have come to the Lord, but would have passed him, and then turned back again. But they came to him after they had broken the legs of the first two. There are two words used of the other and others in John 19:32 and Luke 23:32. In the former passage we read, they break the legs of the first and of the other. Here the Greek is allos, which is the other, the second, of two when there are more, see Matt 10:23, 25, 16:17, 20, 27, 61, 28, 1, John 18:15, 16, 20, 2:4, 8, and Rev. 17:10. In the latter passage, Luke 23:32, the word is hoteros equals different, and others also, two, were being led with him. These were different, one, from him with whom they were led, not different from one another. For they were in the same condemnation, and justly, while he had done nothing amiss, v.40, 41. From this evidence, therefore, it is clear that there were four others crucified with the Lord. And thus, on the one hand, there are no discrepancies, as alleged. While, on the other hand, every word and every expression, in the Greek, gets and gives its own exact value, and its full significance. To show that we are not without evidence, even from tradition, we may state that there is a Calvary to be seen at Plabezonielonion, In the CBTES du Nord, Brittany, known as Les Cinq Croix, the five crosses. There is a high cross in the center, with four lower ones, two on either side. There may be other instances of which we have not heard. In the Roman Catholic Church, the altar slab or table alone is consecrated, and in sign of this are cut in its upper surface five Greek crosses, one in the center and one in each corner. But the history of the origin and development of this practice is not fully worked out. In Cycle, Brit. 11th, Cambridge, ed. Volume I, pages 762-763. This practice may possibly be explained by the subject of this appendix. 1. C.P. Matt. 6:21, 24, 8:21, 11, 3. Luke 5, 7, 6, 6, 7:41, 9:56, 14:31, 16:13, 18, 17:34, 35, 18:10, 23:40. Return to main index page